Title, A Study of Bridgeport Neighborhoods, A Black Perspective, 1900 to Present. I am James Johnson of the Afro-American Educators Association, interviewing Mrs. Gladys Bailey of 57 Reigate Terrace, Monroe, Connecticut, on Wednesday, October the 19th at 6:15 p.m. Mrs. Bailey, I guess a good place to start would be for you to tell me something about your birthplace, your immediate family, so forth.
Well, I was born in Powhatan County, Virginia, in 1915. And I don't know much about Powhatan because my family moved north when I was, I think I was maybe one or two, and we moved to Long Island and West Hampton in that section. And Far Rockaway, Long Island, then we made it to Bridgeport. I guess I was about two, and we settled in the East End. I think our first place where we lived was on Fulton Street, with Mrs. Clark and Mr. and Mrs. Clark, whose son was the first fireman here in Bridgeport. And then we did room with Mrs. Holly, Mr. and Mrs. Mabry. I had a sister who passed. She developed whooping cough from me and just died. And it was mother and dad throughout my lifetime.
You had just the one sister?
I had the one sister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She was about 14 months when she passed. And her remains are in Park City Cemetery. My mother and father were they worked together usually as cook and butler and chauffeur. We left Bridgeport. We left Bridgeport during the war. I went to Long Island again because of the employment here.
My father, the employment here?
Yes. My father couldn't find work, so my mother and father moved to Long Island, Far Rockaway, Long Island, to find employment there.
How old were you when you returned to Long Island?
I guess I must have been about four or five. But my parents returned mainly, and I was in between with my aunt. My aunt lived here too, and I sort of resided between my aunt and my parents.
Who was she?
Ophelia Walton. She's dead. But I went to grammar school in Far Rockaway, Long Island, however, and
was that your first time in school?
Second. By the way, I did go to Newfield School, I forgot that. Went to Newfield School, one grade. when we were living, we were then living on Trowell Street, because my parents bought a home, bought that house on 76 Trowell. And we lived there till we moved, you know, out of the state.
You said you lived on Fulton Street?
No. Well, yes, with Miss Clark.
And then on Trowell Street?
Fulton Street, Beardsley Street with Mrs. Maybritt.
How were the neighborhoods?
Yeah. Excellent. Good. See, there were both places, very good.
Were they mixed neighborhoods?
Yes. We didn't have in Bridgeport at that time a certain neighborhood. No, it was black and white.
Living together?
Living, yes, in harmony together. Because even now on Charles Street, there are whites who lived there then, you know. And so we had mixed neighborhood. Let me see, on, I said Beardsley Street. I don't know about Beardsley Street now, but I guess it is all black, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. But I know on Charles Street it is still mixed. So, where else?
You said that you were, that you lived in Long Island, that you went back to Long Island.
Yes, and went to grammar school and finished it, PS 39. Finished grammar school. I went to PS 39. I had finished in Inwood, which is a suburb of Bar Rockaway.
That was grade 8?
Yes. PS number 4 at that time. So we moved from Bar Rockaway to Inwood, which was walking distance, really, from Bar Rockaway. And then for high school, I came back to Bridgeport and lived with my aunt.
Where?
On Trowell Street, because she lived on the third floor at Trowell Street. But during that time, she passed. And then I found living quarters with Mrs. Crooks on Beardsley Street. See, so I finished high school at that time. Finished high school, though.
Where was that located?
Corner of Beardsley and Newfield.
And what was the name of it, the high school?
Harding High. Finished Harding High. We didn't have too many blacks. By the way, no, I shouldn't even go into that, but I understand Sunday they had the 50th anniversary of our class. But I didn't know about it.
What year was that?
1929 to 1933.
Yes.
So it was 1933 class. They had the, the reunion.
How was high school life? The social aspect, the academic aspect?
Academically, you see, I did was study. In fact, I had an average of 92. And I was interested in my work. I wasn't interested in any social life. I went to Messiah Baptist and also Eastern Tabernacle, you know, when Reverend Wainwright was here. But my interest was in trying to make it in high school, and I made it because I took a college course. And I didn't want to be a nurse. I wanted to be a teacher or a doctor. But the Depression was upon us. And I think at that time, we really wanted to independently get our education, support ourselves in getting our education. I could have become a teacher or a doctor, but I didn't want my parents to support me. I wanted to do it myself. So when the idea came into being, while my mother was working, she heard about receiving a stipend while in nurse training. So I applied at Lincoln and Harlem Hospital, and Harlem Hospital supplied me with an application first. I went to Harlem Hospital and finished PIP.
Your mother was in New York at this time.
Yes. They were in New York. Of course, with the nurse training, you stayed for 3 years, and I worked to get my tuition. It was at that time it was only $75. Mm. And I worked this summer. I think I got $35 per month, and I stayed in and received my $70 for my tuition to get into nursing. It was quite a problem. But
did you work within the hospital for your $35,
no,
or where did you work?
I worked for a Jewish family. I stayed in, overnight. I think I was taking care of a child at that time.
Domestic?
Domestic work. Yes, I'm sorry, thank you. And got my tuition. And I enjoyed nursing, even though it wasn't what I really wanted, but it was the thing that helped me to get started in life. And my health was very good because I finished my 3 years without any absences. And when the 3 years was up, I then got graduate work right away the following day, which was unusual for most of the nurses. There were 17 who started and 7 finished. Seven were in our class. And then I went on to try to get my BS. Most of the nurses at Harlem, they tried to have continued education. But when you came to Bridgeport, the nurses weren't doing that. They weren't trying to continue. I think I got about 50 credits.
What were some of the things that you did, if you go back just to the high school area, some of these activities that you were involved in, let's say, after school?
Oh, well, the BYPU we called at that time. Then they changed to the Baptist Training Union. And I was involved in the missionary work. We also had the New England Baptist Missionary Convention. And it happened that I was the president up until the time I was a little bit too old to be the president. And then I became the treasurer.
This is at what church?
Messiah. When I was in New York, however, I was with the First Baptist Church of Far Rockaway, however. And I was very active in church work, very active, and I enjoyed it. So it's, let me see what else. And then I've always been interested in clubs, but I never had a yearning to be a soror, as a, you know, any of the sisters, or what do you call that? The dear old, what do you call the sisters that they call themselves? You help me out now.
Sorrows, the sororities.
Sororities, that's what I'm trying to say. The sororities, I've never been interested in that. So, and then I joined Les Tres, and I've been, not, I wasn't a charter member, however, but I think it was in 1949 I joined the Les Tres, and I came back here.
Do you recall what you were doing during the Depression?
Oh, during the Depression. That was in, I was going to school, 29 to 45, huh?
That's right.
I was going to high school during the Depression. And then when I got out, I got employed. And our first salary, of course, was only $72 a month.
Where were you employed?
At Harlem.
I see.
At Harlem Hospital. And I stayed employed until I married. My first.
When did you get married?
1942. And then I had an annulment. So then,
I see.
After that, at the annulment, it was to a dear little old minister, let's see, then I stayed single for a little while, and I had another husband, and then that didn't pan out, and then Stanley, so
I see.
I've had three husbands.
Is there anything outstanding that you recall during that period you were in high school that you had the Depression at the same time? How were times very hard for you? How was food, getting food at that time? Was there much difficulty for you and your family?
You see, we had this two-family house, and we did have people in the house. My dad, at home, was on WPA. WPA they called it, what was that? I forget what,
Public Works?
Public Works.
Uh-huh.
He was working there, and my mother was working in service. And he would work in service too when there was anything available.
How did other people live? Were there food stamps, rationing, or this sort of thing?
There was rationing. There was rationing. Yeah. We made it, but it was hard. I know my mother on Sunday morning would make rolls and sell them. She'd sell them for 15 cents per dozen. And I know that I didn't have to, but I mean, I willingly went around and sold these rolls to the neighbors. And they were very appreciative, and we were appreciative for the money. Plus,
how much did they cost? How did you sell them? How much were they?
15 cents a dozen.
Yes.
15 cents a dozen. And what else did we do? My mother and father were very, very interested in the Republican Party. We had a basement in our house in Far Rockaway. This was Far Rockaway. basement in our house, and we used to have the Republican Party meetings there. And as far as the other poverty was concerned, it wasn't as much as it is now. I don't think we didn't feel it as much.
Now this is in Bridgeport that you're talking about.
That was in Long Island where I was, right. In Far Rockaway.
Now, how was it in Bridgeport? Now, you were in high school during the Depression years.
Yeah, well,
grade 9,
here,
10.
Right.
Yes.
Now here, I was boarding. I see. My mother and father were in Long Island, sending my boarding money up to me, and every month they'd pay for my sustenance up here.
How was the economic situation other people here in Bridgeport during that time, during the Depression?
Didn't seem to be bad. Didn't seem to be bad as it is now.
How do you mean that?
I mean,
it's as bad as it is now. You mean in terms of there were more people who were employed during that time?
It seemed as though they were doing something.
What about transportation during that time, during the Depression?
In Bridgeport. Well, we walked a lot, and we took the bus, not the bus, the trolley. We walked, because I remember walking to Messiah quite often, and walking across that bridge and walking to Harding.
Across what bridge?
The bridges to Messiah.
Congress Street?
And also to Stratford. And when I was in New York, I'm going to pull my shades down. Excuse me.
Now, as far as Bridgeport is concerned, was mostly you walked most of the time here, and as well you had buses. What kind of?
I don't think it was buses. It was trolley, and let me see. When did they start the buses?
Do you recall any black leadership during this time, during the Depression time, or the years that you were in at Harding High School during the Depression?
The ministers like Reverend Wainwright, Reverend Jacobs, you know, the ministers were here, Reverend Gay, Reverend Morton, you know, Reverend Morton was the pastor of our church, of Messiah. He's passed now, but the ministers were the leaders of the city. Bass. The one who started at Mount Airy, Wilson. His name was Wilson before Bass. The NAACP was out there, very active. Let me see, who else? Oh, Lancaster. Came back prepared, you know, to go into nursing. I couldn't get work.
When was this?
Bridgewater.
3.
And ironing every day. And I had to take, and I had to go to New Haven, Grace New Haven, or Yale New Haven, to work. And did the afternoon shift. It was something here in Bridgeport. Then I took the exam in public health for to become a public health nurse.
You said it was something here in Bridgeport then. What do you mean by that, Dr. Barris? When you came back in 43?
You couldn't, they wouldn't employ you as in your field. They just would not employ a black nurse. The NAACP had a rally for nurses, for a mass rally, and that's when Bertha Lancaster was employed. You see, Lancaster was head of the NAACP, and Bertha Lancaster was employed at the jail, and seemingly everything stopped then. But then my mother became ill in 47, and I went to Bridgeport Hospital and I told Miss Richardson, who was up there, I am nursing my mother. I put my hat on. I'm nursing her. And I did. And after that, I became one of the nurses up there. That's it. BRN nurse.
How did you happen to get your job?
The need. There was a need for a nurse. You see, that was the only reason.
How would you compare the living conditions, I say, when you were here as a student at Hardin High School, and you went away for nursing, and then you came back in 43, how would you compare the living conditions? Because you're talking about perhaps 10 years difference. How would you compare the 43 with the early 30s here in Bridgeport?
Well, for me, it wasn't good for a black person to follow through on what you wanted to do. You just couldn't do it because of the fact you if they saw your face was black, they just overlooked you. You couldn't get your that which you were prepared to do. You just couldn't get it. The civil service was the only panacea for us.
Where did you live when you came back to Bridgeport?
76 Trial. Same place.
Same place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same place. And it was just a very... you just was very frustrated because it was just senseless.
Now, during World War II, where were you?
World War II, that's 45.
Well, it ended there, but the 40,
No, I was in Albany then.
I see.
See, I got married, and I was in Albany, New York.
I see. Where did you get married?
I got married in Flushing.
Flushing.
Long Island. My church was in Flushing. But I was living in Jamaica at that time. Jamaica, Long Island. And we got married in Flushing. Then I went up to Albany to live with my husband.
In 40, I believe you said in 1947 that you got a job as a nurse here in Bridgeport. Where did you get the job and how long were you on this job? Tell me something about that.
I only got it because of the fact that, of course, because there was a need for a nurse. And I only worked all over the hospital, see, all over the hospital because there was a need for some RN to be on duty. You know, it was all over the hospital.
Which one was this?
Bridgeport. Bridgeport Hospital, and I applied at all. I applied at all hospitals, and it happened that I got a position at Park City. they were going to employ me. And when they found out that they were going to employ me, the superintendent of nurses was from New York, you see. So when they found out they were going to employ me, the nurse